Our top story at 7 minutes after eight, Valley religious leaders speaking out against Fresno Unified School Board president say there is a path to redemption for him. And KMJ's Dominic McAndrew joins us from the live desk to share with you what that would be. Dom.
Matt, the person at the center of the dais, Brooke Ashton, is also at the center of a longstanding war of words. It all started when comments attributed to him were printed in the Fresno Bee earlier this month outlining his suggestion that the teaching of LGBTQ issues could turn a child towards a particular sexuality. During last week's board meeting, he compared the actions of those rejecting that assertion to the actions of the Ottoman Turks during the Armenian Genocide. That was publicly called out yesterday in front of the Fresno Unified headquarters by the Fresno Coalition of Interfaith Leaders. But Reverend Dr. Chris Breedlove, one of those speaking at the event, says there is a solution.
He needs to sit down with the LGBT community, maybe enroll in a class about sensitivity and the complexity of gender orientation and sexual biology. Unfortunately, it seems like the school system failed him in that sense. So hopefully he has the time to educate himself.
Breedlove adds that Ashton's first step should be reaching out with an olive branch to the LGBTQ community.
We believe in redemption. We believe in forgiveness. We believe in grace, but we also believe in repentance, and we also believe in responsibility. He needs to really search his soul and to be educated.
In response to their collective request for Brooke Ashton to be either censured or removed from the Fresno Unified School Board, the embattled school board president states that he is too busy to give that request any thought. At the live desk, Dominic McAndrew, KMJ News.